Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you. Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
Revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia.
Come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia.
Come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia.
When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple. Israel became his kingdom.
Come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia.
The sea fled at the sight. The Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep.
Come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia.
Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back Jordan on your course? Mountains that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep.
Come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia.
Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water.
Come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia.
Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia.
Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God.
Alleluia.
His judgments are honest and true.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you his servants.
Alleluia.
All who worship him reverently, great and small.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King.
Alleluia.
Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun.
Alleluia.
And his bride is prepared to welcome him.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Alleluia. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia. Hallelujah.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Son, though he was, Christ learned obedience from what he suffered. And when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
The disciple whom Jesus loved said, "It is the Lord. Alleluia."
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The disciple whom Jesus loved said, "It is the Lord. Alleluia." Let us pray. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us praise him and say,
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray to you, Lord Jesus, for all ministers of your church.
As they break for us the bread of life, may they themselves receive the nourishment and strength.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray for the whole Christian people, that all may be worthy of their calling,
and safeguard their unity in the Spirit by the bond of peace.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray for those who govern us, that they may temper justice with mercy,
and promote harmony and peace throughout the world.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray for ourselves, that our hearts may be purified to sing your praises in the communion of saints.
May we be reunited with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we commend to your loving kindness.
Son of the living God, bless your people.
We pray for the intentions of our hearts. We pray to the Lord. Son of the living God, bless your people.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, who gave us the paschal mystery in the covenant you established for reconciling the human race, so dispose our minds, we pray, that what we celebrate by professing the faith, we may express in deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.